olo e whaafafonga ili SBS Samoan sa ili nisi mautala ili sbs.com.au/samoan.
E wina tāpunia le nōwhua ngā sai-sai i le malotele na i le motu o Manus Island i Papua New Guinea. Ai olo o iei pēa nisi o tangata suuru whai na sai-sai ai i le motu, olo ono nofo pēa i Papua New Guinea. Ma ua whaalia e le whaalapotopotonga le Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, le tūlanga pangātia ma le whaingatā, olo o lai nisi o i lātou i le ātunuu. E pe ona whaalia Yana Favero, le sui whatonu o le Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, o se tūlanga olo o matua a whaina ai le soifua mālolo ino le tino, ma le mā whauwhau, mō le toa tele o tangata sūlu whai olo o iei pē i Papua New Guinea.
They've been living in accommodation to be told one week you're going to be evicted and then they're not evicted. They turn up to hospital to get treatment. Sometimes they get treatment, sometimes they don't get treatment. So it's been 10 years of absolute limbo and uncertainty, of family separation. So they've really at every... They've faced every single hurdle imaginable that we could put in front of someone who's just trying to rebuild their lives and finding somewhere safe. It also means that they don't necessarily have enough money to eat. Sometimes they don't even have enough money to get on a bus. We've seen the deteriorating conditions in Port Moresby.
Yana Favero, Leswi Fatonu, Wale Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. Wofoina le pulenga le Papua New Guinea Immigration and Citizenship Services Authority. Fesoasoani tupe I tangata sūlu whai. Peitai e iai māia inga e te tauona lātou whaamalia ina. Wofo ina iai le taitolu se lau whāsa funma le valutala I le vāiaso mō le tangata I le aiso na to olua. Whāsa lau ma le se funma le whātala I le vāiaso mō urunga alii. Ma se isi whaaupōponga lai titi mō urunga alii e iai whānau. Peitai o se tasi o aia inga e te tau o na whaamalia ina a ele imawaina e se tangata le tolu se lau whaas fuma le vadu tā lālea i le vāiaso pe a le aiso na toa lua ma le unu ngāli I le whaas se lau fuma le whaa tā lālea I le vāiaso. O le te tau lea, o na lātou tu ua no fuanga o lo o whaamautu mana no fuai nei. Na sāu noa Yana Favero, e le taitai o na lava tupe o fesoswani nei, e fō ia ai le whaafita auri o loo whianga I matangata suuru whai. Ai maise, I nō fuanga e whaamautu mwana no fuai. A totongi, pe maua le tolu se lau whaansa furma le valu tā la e le vāiaso. Ai le ai, se fale e nofo mauai, o se tūlanga whainga tā o le awha au pō poatu, I le tele o isi whaafita auri o le māwhauwhau, ma le tausinga o le soifuanga.
What we saw about a year ago is the Australian government ceased support for those men and then through a huge amount of advocacy and public pressure, there's been an announcement of a reinstatement of that support. However, unfortunately, it's not enough. And we are really calling for people to be evacuated to Australia while awaiting their resettlement outcomes. The only way they'll be able to rebuild their lives and their health is by being somewhere safe.
Nā, whaalia Yana Favero, e fōlinga mai ua fufulu lima o le mālo tele ini ona tiute, po oso nā tiute tau ave, I le tau singa o tangata na sai-sai I Manus Island, ai olo ono no fopea I Papua New Guinea, I ni tūlanga whaingatā o le soifuanga. Nā sāu noa le Detention Policy Casework Lead a le Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Heidi Abdel Rauf, ua whaila I le kāpoti, maloka e le mālo tele le ki, I sio ini ona tiute tau ave, I le tau singa o tangata sūlu whai, na ia wha mālo sia, ona ave masaisaia I Papua New Guinea I le ovai I le se fulmale tasi tausanga ua mawhae.
The Australian government has tried to abdicate their responsibility for the refugees and people seeking asylum to the PNG government. However, they cannot absolve their responsibility and their duty of care to these people who they banished to Papua New Guinea more than 11 years ago. And so the refugees are so unwell, the Australian government must medically evacuate them to Australia for urgent medical treatment. But in the interim, the refugees and their families must have access to safe accommodation, medical care and food. You know, there's one family who I'm working with at the moment, with two small children, and they are awaiting resettlement. And, you know, they have been issued with eviction notices and moved on a number of occasions. They have had a lot of difficulty accessing medical care.
Le Detention Policy Casework Lead, Ale Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Heidi Abdel Rauf. Na fesilingia e Yana Ferrero, le tulanga o le malo tele weyei nei, ae na leo tele le vaala au mainisi o na sui, ae oi le tuangai, I le tatau o na ave e sea mai o tangata suhulu fai nei, mai Papua New Guinea.
There are many good politicians in Canberra who have been requesting evacuation. There are many people within the Labor Party that were now in the opposition. They were also requesting evacuation. And also there are experts who are requesting, all the evidence is pointing to evacuating people. The precinct is set there. So it's really because of lack of political will and lack of political courage. There's such a groundswell of community support. We delivered a petition to Parliament in August, which tens of thousands of people had signed, demanding that people be evacuated to safety. So public support's on the side of evacuation. Humanity's on the side. There are politicians who are on the side. It's just unfortunately the government hasn't taken that next step to act humanely, and there's really no reason for it.
Le sui fatonu o le Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Yana Favero. Aele itali mai Heidi Abdel Rauf ile fesili pe o yaini tangata suru fai na fa maonia na molia ini solinga tu la fono matu ya ile vaenga o tangata suru fai nei olo o au mau pe ai Papua New Guinea. Ole reporting fa mau popoina e Alex Anifantes mole SBS News.
Toi fia fa fofonga ini sitala fa pea. Fa'afofonga i le Apple Podcast, le Google Podcast, Spotify, ma po'o fea lawa e mawailau podcast.